from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. The war of words between Russia and Turkey over the downing of a Russian warplane continue, with Russian President Recep Tayyip Erdogan warning Moscow not to play with fire. In his words, Russia reacting angrily, threatening ties between the two countries on opposite sides in the Syrian war. Militants have attacked a United Nations base in northern Mali, firing rockets that killed two UN peacekeepers, as well as a civilian contractor, according to officials. There is no word on who is responsible for the attack, which follows a militant assault last week on a luxury hotel in Bamako that left 19 people dead. Special forces in Mali on Friday arrested two men in connection with the hotel attack. Enormous crowds greeting Pope Francis in Uganda today as he delivered his first ever Mass in the country during the second leg of his African tour. Matthews Mpumbuka is from Malawi. He spoke with reporters about what it means to him to have the Pope in Africa.
We renew our faith, you know, because we believe in Jesus Christ. Having never been to Israel, I've never been to Vatican or Rome. Now it's like the real church has come home. So everything that we have believed in Africa, the faith that we have had, I think the Pope's coming to Africa is just reinforcing and renewing that faith and belief that we have in Jesus Christ. So I think it's really bringing home the faith and belief that we have in Jesus Christ and resurrection.
On Friday, Pope Francis praised Uganda for its outstanding response to welcoming refugees from other parts of Africa. Later today, he will hold a rally with young people, visit with charities, and will also visit with religious leaders before going to the Central African Republic tomorrow. This is VOA News. The detention of two prominent journalists in Turkey has provoked national and international criticism. We get more now from Dorian Jones in Istanbul.
Condemnation is growing over the jailing of two leading Turkish journalists. Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu, the leader of the main opposition, Republican People's Party, described the arrest as a black day for democracy and freedom of press. The US Embassy, in a tweet, expressed great concern about what it said appears to be another media outlet under pressure. The editor of Turkey's Cumhuriyet newspaper, Can Dündar, and his Ankara bureau chief, Erdem Gül, are facing more than 20 years in jail on spying charges. The journalists have been prosecuted for a story alleging Turkish intelligence ran guns to Islamist groups in Syria. Prosecutors claim the story is part of a conspiracy against the government by followers of the Islamic cleric Fethullah Gülen, once an ally of President Recep Tayyip Erdogan and now a bitter rival. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
Human Rights Watch has accused the Saudi Arabia-led coalition of targeting civilians in Yemen, saying the kingdom and its supporters in the West have failed to provide answers over the killing of civilians. United Nations says about 5,700 people have been killed in the fighting, including more than 2,600 civilians. UN said about two-thirds of the civilian casualties were the result of airstrikes. A police officer and two civilians were killed Friday after a five-hour shootout with a gunman at a Planned Parenthood health care facility in the U.S. city of Colorado Springs, Colorado. Police say they have taken the gunman, identified as 57-year-old Robert Lewis Deer, into custody. Ozzy Licano was in his car when the gunman shot at him.
I got back in the car, started it, put it in reverse, and started backing out, and then he was in front of me, and he was aiming at me. And I just hit the gas, and he started shooting, and I was looking at his face. I think I had 10 seconds, 5 to 10 seconds, to look at him, to try to remember who he was and why he was doing that or whatever. And then the shots came through the glass, and then I started bleeding.
Planned Parenthood is a controversial organization because some of the branches perform abortions, although the bulk of its work is to provide family planning services, screening for HIV and sexually transmitted diseases, and general health consultations. Some abortion opponents have resorted to violence against U.S. clinics and medical practitioners that provide abortion services. Also here in the United States, hundreds of protesters block store entrances, clog traffic in Chicago as they protest the shooting death of an African-American teenager by a white policeman last year and the city's handling of the case. Get more at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.